Not wanting the woman to see how nervous I was, I turned away and looked out the window. Through the glass, I could see the perfectly manicured front lawn and the driveway. The man who'd driven me out here from the office was polishing something on the back of the black car. For a moment, I thought about running outside, but I knew it was pointless, so I stood there, trying to control my nerves. "Miss Stone?" I'd been so preoccupied with my own thoughts I hadn't heard anything. But as I turned back to look at her, the woman was staring at me as if she'd been calling my name for quite a long time. "Yes?" "He's ready to see you now. Go on in." She pointed at the door to her left. I took a deep breath and tried to move, but my feet wouldn't obey me. I straightened my shirt, trying to make sure I looked well put together, and stalling. The woman's eyes were cold. I wondered why. She was impeccably dressed in a pale blue sweater and black pencil skirt that showed her slim form well. As she crossed her legs in the antique-looking chair, I noticed the telltale red on the bottom of her shoes. How could a personal assistant afford such expensive clothing? Obviously, some of the staff members were paid a lot better than those of us who toiled away in the senator's office. I could barely scrape together enough money to take a cab home when it rained, let alone buy fancy shoes. The phone on the table next to her rang. She lifted it to her ear with a sigh and glared at me. "I don't know, sir. She's just standing there. Maybe she isn't very bright." At the look and the haughty tone, I decided I hated her stupid outfit and her perfect blonde hair. The irritation was enough to suppress my fear for a moment, and I was able to move. Before the woman could say anything else, I was through the door and into the next room. A fraction of a second later, I was wishing for the good old days of the mean woman in the parlor.